2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Finally, Friday, KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Draper Police and Canyon School District are cracking down on teens congregating and partying after hours at Draper's Corner Canyon High School. Last weekend alone, 37 teens were arrested. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
More on that in a moment. Second, Utah leaders bid farewell to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland this afternoon. The secretary called the trip meaningful. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, that's going to be Davis County, where we have early onset slowdowns northbound I-15 from the Kaysville Ponds all the way up to the base. Highway 89 also starting to see some busy traffic going northbound from Fruit Heights into Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, a lot of sunshine there, 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House Friday releasing its first budget request, a $1.5 trillion budget ahead of the full request this spring. The president also working to build support, he says, for his $2 trillion infrastructure plan.
I've already spoken to some of my Republican colleagues about dealing with the infrastructure legislation we have up there, as well as other budget items.
He'll hold talks with a bipartisan group of congressional lawmakers next week. In Minneapolis, court adjourning for the weekend in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. The medical examiner who conducted the autopsy of George Floyd today testifying. Dr. Andrew Baker pushing back on the defense's theory Floyd died of cardiac arrest due to drug use. He says law enforcement's restraint of Floyd was more than Floyd could take.
My opinion remains unchanged. It's what I put on the death certificate last June. That's cardiopulmonary arrest complicating law enforcement subdual restraint and neck compression. That was my top line then. It would stay my top line now.
Court resumes Monday. Congressman Matt Gaetz once again denying allegations related to possible sex trafficking. That in connection to an associate already charged. That as a House announces its own investigation.
The House Ethics Committee says it will look into a number of rules and laws Matt Gaetz may have violated in connection with a federal investigation on whether he paid to have sex and travel with underaged women. The Ethics Committee will also look into charges that Congressman Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor, may have taken campaign money for personal use, or accepted money or gifts not allowed as a House member.
ABC's Andy Field. Prince Philip being remembered around the world. ABC's Maggie Rooley is in London and has more about the 99-year-old's final days.
We did learn he was able to spend his final days at home in Windsor Castle with the Queen by his side. That's where he's been for about the last 3 weeks or so after being released from the hospital where he was staying for a month undergoing a heart procedure as well as other medical care.
ABC's Maggie Rooley. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. You heard us mention this. Nearly 40 arrests were made at Corner Canyon High School over the weekend. Draper police say the campus has become a popular place for kids from all over the Wasatch Front to hang out after hours and cause trouble. Canyon School District spokesman Jeff Haney says they've been getting complaints for years.
A lot of loud music, reckless driving, and it was becoming quite a problem. And we became increasingly concerned about, you know, the safety of the people who were congregating there, as well as, you know, wondering if we were going to have a lot of damage to our property. Last summer, we had extra security there to try to discourage youth from congregating there. We have worked with Draper Police to step up patrols of the area, and it didn't really matter what we did. It didn't seem to cut down on the number of people who were congregating at that high school after hours.
Haney says that's why they've stepped up enforcement of trespassing and other violations at the school. And he has this plea for parents across the valley.
Please talk to your kids. Ask them not to congregate at the high schools after hours, driving safely and not igniting fireworks on the property. You know, this is a full court press in a lot of ways to make sure that that campus remains as safe as possible all day and into the evening hours. We want to be good neighbors, too. it's gotten to the point where we really need to take some swift action.
Most of this weekend's arrests were for trespassing. You've been listening to the In-Depth KSL News Time 319. Now, about the business of getting home, let's check traffic with Ricky Meese.
Well, Salt Lake County Freeway is looking pretty good this Friday afternoon. You may see a little bit of building. It's due to road work either side of the 21st South Freeway at 6200 West Utah County Roadways, whether it's I-15, Highway 189, Provo Canyon, Redwood Road, all in great shape. Where I am seeing traffic slowing down, and this may be due to a train, it's on 5600 West, both directions between I-80 and 2100 South. Steve?
Northbound 15, already congested in Davis County between Kaysville and Clearfield. And a reminder, those northbound I-15 lanes will be split, if they aren't already, between 700 South, SR 193, and 650 North in Clearfield. Yes, the split will soon be back. Southbound I-15, also heavy and slow between 31st Street down into Roy. And if you're on northbound 89, expect delays between Nichols Road and 200 North. Spring is the perfect time to freshen up your home, and Ogden's Flooring and Design makes it easy with 13 convenient locations. Their newest location in Springville opens May 1st. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
So let's check on the weekend and beyond the seven-day forecast, and here's Grant Wayman.
High 50s and sunshine rest of the day. Tomorrow, sunshine at 68, and then it cools again on Sunday with a high of 57, but still mostly sunny skies. But the same on Monday with a high of 62. We're up 61, partly cloudy Tuesday. Then some showers possible Wednesday and Thursday. Highs both days 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Oh, it's balmy in Provo at 57 degrees, 52 in Salt Lake City at 321.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
KSL News Time, 322.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'll bet you didn't know that a will does not avoid probate. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I'll say that one again. A will does not avoid probate. Probate is a lawsuit that often only benefits creditors. Not only that, the state court makes your financial picture public to anyone who's nosy enough to want to see it. What a loss of privacy. A properly structured trust drafted by an attorney will help avoid probate. And those trusted qualified attorneys can be found at Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a full-service financial services firm that has helped thousands of families, and we can do the same for you. Our team of fiduciary advisors and trust attorneys can help get your financial life in order and keep it in order. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600.
Estate planning services offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. McDonald's is closing hundreds of locations inside Walmart stores. The company says shifting shopping habits are the reason, with more people preferring drive-through fast food and online shopping. KSL Drive Subaru will replace your cracked windshield if you drive an Outback or a Legacy. 2015 and 16 model cars only. There's some defect in them that leads to windshield cracking. If you paid to have your windshield repaired or replaced, you can get reimbursed, but you have to submit your claim by April 23rd. Colorado's agriculture industry was angered when their governor issued a meat out day. He urged residents to consume alternatives to animal protein on March 20th. It's leading some to wonder if Utah's Governor Cox might make a similar request of us. Those in the know say, nah, there's going to be no meat out day in Utah. Wall Street, the Dow jumped 297 points to 33,800 even. The S&P set another record, gaining 31 points, and the NASDAQ composite picked up 70. KSL News Time 326, and after a week on life support, rapper DMX has died at the age of 50. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
DMX's family announcing the death of the Yonkers, New York-raised rapper, who was born Earl Simmons. The family saying he passed away at White Plains Hospital after being on life support. Hospitalized April 2nd. In a statement, they called him a warrior who fought until the very end. The hospital says Simmons suffered a catastrophic cardiac arrest. Several reports say DMX suffered from a drug overdose, but the family has not confirmed that. Simmons had a long history of drug abuse.
Record label Def Jam issued a statement calling him a brilliant artist whose legend will live forever. KSL News Time 326.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.